Well, look, I'll explain it for you now before we go to Joe Briety from the Dockers, because if you didn't catch the end of the game, the Dockers were leading by 2 points, okay? And then Carlton kicked 2 late goals and they win by 10 points. So you think that's fairly simple, but there was so much more to it. So one goal came from a mark that shouldn't have been paid because the ball touched the arm of Fremantle defender James Aish. Then there was another goal moments later when Jordan Clark was penalised for dissent. And now there are reports that he was abusing himself, not the umpire. There are more twists in this than an Agatha Christie novel. So what do the Dockers think about it all? Joe Briety is the Executive General Manager of Football. Good morning, Joe.
G'day, Mark. Thanks for having me, mate.
No worries. Just can you say, there's so many, as I say, elements to this, but can you sum up for us the response from the club to this?
Yeah, first and foremost, we're just really proud of the way in which our players went about their performance over 4 quarters. It was really consistent and mature effort. And there's a number of things that happen over a game that result in the final outcome. And obviously a team getting the 4 points. And unfortunately, on the weekend, it wasn't us. And credit to Carlton in the way that they obviously found it and took their opportunities. But as a club with our group and where they're going, we're just really proud of the way that they performed and the effort they put in. And I think our members and fans feel the same way. So, look, we'll review the game today and go through all the bits and pieces that we normally would. And then we'll look forward to Port Adelaide later this week and move on.
It's all you can do, I suppose, but I do need to address this controversy at the end of the game. So the fact that James Aish touched the ball, you'd have to, I mean, the AFL has acknowledged it was an incorrect call.
Yeah, and look, it's hard for umpires in the game at times, and there's a number of different things that happen, as I said, over the game, and it happens quickly, and the AFL's acknowledged that their umpires didn't see it. And it's obviously the way in which our players reacted to seeing it, because of down the ground you can see the ball deviate. Our players saw that the ball was touched and hence the frustration when the mark was paid from their perspective. And it's obviously a big key moment in the game. And then ultimately with the goal being kicked, our players after that, knowing that it had been in touch themselves, had felt frustrated as well. And there's been a lot said around the dissent free kick that was paid. The conversation that we've had with Jordan is that he was frustrated at himself. And he was swearing at himself at that point in time. But obviously, from an umpire's point of view, when they're looking at each other and he feels as though it's directed towards him, that's where the umpire's paid the dissent free kick. But from our perspective, Jordan's and discussions with us, it was only him being frustrated that the mark had been paid and the goal resulted. And there's been a lot talked about it. I guess the one that I just want to be really clear about, and there's been some commentary in the media from people using Twitter and bringing into the question the character of a young man. Jordan is a quality young man, a fantastic person who's done an enormous amount of work for our club on and off the field. And we stand behind him with our fans, knowing the quality of the person. And to have someone that brings your character into question on Twitter who really has no credibility whatsoever is really frustrating and disappointing. So we're right behind Jordan and love the way he goes about it for our club.
Well, let me just mention that, because if our listeners are thinking, who's he referring to there? This is the former umpire, Michael Pell, who himself has been caught up in all sorts of scandal about providing Brownlow voting information, a betting scandal over, he hasn't been charged with that, but he's still under investigation and was arrested over it. This is the quote from him about Jordan Clark. He said on Twitter, "The irony in all this is that I warned Jordan Clark in a COVID 14v14 nothing game when he was a spoilt brat and carrying on that he needed to stop abusing umpires. Guess he still hasn't learnt. Stinky attitude, and any wonder Geelong were happy to see the back of him." That's a pretty shocking thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, I'm not going to talk to the individual, and for comments being made like that on a platform like Twitter, really without any context or understanding the situation and obviously the circumstances in which things occur or what's been said on field. As I said, I can only talk to the person that we know Jordan is and the character of an outstanding young man at our club. And he was frustrated. As I said, he's a competitor. He plays his footy on the edge and it's something that we love about him. At no times do we want our players to be demonstrative or aggressive in the nature in which they communicate with umpires. And we need to make sure as an industry that we're always monitoring that. And it's a circumstance. It was the last 30 seconds of the game. and our player was frustrated and frustrated in himself, and that's what it led to. And ultimately, the umpire, as I said earlier, decided to pay a free kick. But to have someone jumping online and discrediting or questioning the character of one of our people is saying that we won't stand for, and we want to call it out and make sure that we look after our player. Because, look, he's been flat the last couple of days for the public scrutiny that he's received from this person and this individual, and it's not fair at all.
I bet he has. I mean, I hope, yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to blame him for the loss or anything else. I hope he's doing okay. You're listening to Joe Briety, the Executive General Manager of Football at the Fremantle Dockers. Joe, that's a pretty significant development, though, this morning then, because you are telling us that they got both decisions wrong. You're telling us, we know that James Aish touched the ball. The AFL has conceded that. And now you're telling us that Jordan Clark did not abuse the umpire. He was abusing himself. So effectively, you're saying that both of those goals resulted in free kicks that weren't there.
No, I think what I was just mentioning, I don't think you can call out that against the umpire. As I said at the time, there's a lot going on. And he's seeing a player that's frustrated, and when he's, and obviously Jordan and the umpire made eye contact, and the umpire may feel as though that's directed at him, and the AFL's come out and said whenever the umpire feels as though a player may be demonstrative and they feel that may be directed at them, that they have the opportunity to call dissent. And that's how the umpires viewed it, Mark, and ultimately where they've made the decision. I guess the thing from our perspective is the character being questioned by people around Jordan. And that's the thing that we need to call out as a club and back an individual at our club in, and making sure that people understand that it's the heat of the moment in the game and obviously there's a lot going on. To have the character question of a player isn't fair and isn't appropriate.
Joe, can I just ask you then, what's the club's view also and your view? I mean, it's such a tricky one in terms of video reviews. So if that had been a direct shot at goal, the umpires would have had the ability to review the decision to see whether or not it was touched. We see that all the time. But they couldn't because it was a kick which was then marked and then the goal was scored. We can't review everything with videos, can we?
No, you can't. And as I said earlier, the umpires have a really difficult job on game day. Yeah, there's the speed of the game these days and the number of things going on that they need to monitor. And we need to respect the role that umpires play in our game. I think the AFL does a fantastic job in the way that they police the game. And I think that we need to be careful trying to look at every single thing. And as I said at the start, there's a number of different things that happen during a game that lead to the result in a game. And we can't get caught up in everything. We take away some learnings from the game and we move on and look to next week and really make sure that we acknowledge the work that our players did to get us to that situation against a really good team. And I'm really proud of the way in which they went about it.
Is there anything more the club will do, or is this kind of case closed?
Well, look, we've followed up with the AFL and just to seek some clarity around the process at the end of the game, which we always will look to do, and talk through a few different things. You know, have a really good relationship with the AFL. And the only reason isn't in any way, shape or form to have it look at anything being there's nothing going to be overturned. The result's the result, and we're not looking to do that. It's more just clarifying that for us so that we have an understanding moving forward in those circumstances, and we can continue to educate our players in the right way in making sure that they deal with those situations the best way they possibly can moving forward.
Just finally, Joe, it's a bit of a funny old week, isn't it? Because you're staying in Adelaide now for the match against Port this weekend. Is that a good or a bad thing? I suppose it's good that you're away from the whole Perth bubble with all of this, is it?
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. It's a great thing for a young group to come together and obviously, as I said, reflect on the game on the weekend and spend some time in Adelaide and continue to connect and build the rapport that we're looking to have on field. So we'll spend the time in Glenelg by the water. Trying over here for the week and really excited for another strong performance against Port Adelaide, who obviously had a good win against Essendon over the weekend. So we get excited about another opportunity to continue to improve and impose our footy for the Freo family.
Good on you, Joe. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No worries, Mark. Have a good day.